Sports fans, live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, there we are. I knew we were here somewhere. I like that already.
What's We've been here all along.
I don't know.
At least physically.
Yes.
Kind of like Brad.
I think what we're doing...
Physically here.
We're just humming along with Mark there. Hello, everybody, and welcome to... The too much noise that we should have.
Welcome to...
Are you in suspense?
The Sports Experts.
No!
We're not just that. Experts. That's we're much better than that. We're the authorities.
Welcome to the Sports Authorities here on the new CKWI Radio 76. John Sarver here with everybody else. Lucky you. You get to listen to the last show before the Dream Cruise. And we tear this place apart. Oh, my God. I'm not looking forward to this. Anyways, what we're doing is we're looking forward to seeing you. So you're very smart people for tuning in to the Sports Authorities because we're higher than... experts, and we know more than any blowhard on TV, no matter what channel they are on.
And we have high standards.
Amen, brother.
Very high standards.
That's right. Let us talk to you about the crinkly dick, but that goes on a little bit later than that. But what comes on right now is a super CPA, Ken Pocket. How are you, Kenny?
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there.
And, of course, the man that does the surgery on every sporting event there is, the good doctor himself. Even though he was an old referee, he isn't one now. So coming right out of operating room 1B is the doctor, Dr. Mark Milicek. Hi, Doc.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Boy, that was a tough operation today.
I'm telling you what, anytime that you see the Tigers, I'm sure they are. Okay, so here's the scoop. Here's the story. We do not have the FCC here. We have the DMCA. So sometimes the language might get a little bit salty, and if it does, too bad. Let's see, all these things are our opinions only, so don't sue our asses because you won't get much.
this doctor doesn't make a whole lot of money, so.
He's not making house calls, you know. He's not a proctologist, which would you need for the Lions and the Tigers. Anyways, what happens is our good friend Mark here is our sport director here at the new CKWI Radio 76. He writes a book every Tuesday once he hops off the lawn. And so we got all these topics to go, and they're neatly numbered today.
Yes,
wow,
I'm impressed.
Nice, man.
I like numbers.
I was going to say.
See? High-class script today.
I'm telling you. Well, there is no script. They're just a bunch of topics because we don't go over anything beforehand. Clearly, we don't even go over things while we're here. But that's what makes it even more fun because you never know what's going to come out of the opening of ours that make words happen. Okay, I was going to say they make air happen, but that could be either way.
But whatever comes out is at the highest standards possible.
You bet. Absolutely, positively. So, how this normally goes is that our good friend Mark will kick off where we want to go. And so if you hear us call out numbers, you know that's our new topic for where we're going to be going. So we're going to let the good doctor bring out his scalpel and chainsaw and take us to wherever we feel like going to first. What Maple Leaf story shall we start with?
There's no Maple Leaf stories this week.
Really?
It's not hockey season. But...
Wait.
Hang on.
What?
The sound effects aren't working. That's
working. Wait a minute.
There we go.
There they go. They had to come by.
Yep. Had to wait for that boo. But...
Yeah, but don't you feel better now, though? I mean, that was a real... Look, even the people in Toronto don't like the team. Because they're good Hamilton folks.
No. Things are getting better in the land of the Leafs.
Sounds like the Lions fan.
Yeah, really, that's good to say.
They're getting better.
That's right. It's only going to be more than a half a century.
But the thing about the Lions is it always stays the same. The Maple Leafs
always sink lower.
No.
That's not true, because in the Lions' land, it never does stay the same.
No, it doesn't.
They went 0-16, and then they didn't go 0-16 again. Obviously, they were getting better.
That's right. Right? They just hover around 8-8, 9-7.
But
except for every once in a while, they hiccup and go 5-11.
Yeah, there you go.
Then they reset the clock again.
Yeah, but then we get a really, really, really good draft pick.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, gee.
There.
And they same boo for the Lions? Oh, my God.
They drafted him from Calgary.
Ah.
So it was a Canadian draft pick.
The land of the Stampeders.
The Peters? Talk about crinkly. Is he pitching today?
Does it make a difference?
Does anybody pay attention anymore?
I would love to see the Fox ratings for the Tiger games now.
It
got
to
be
dreadful.
Lower than roach wrestling.
I actually turned it on last night about 10 o'clock or so. And it's a Texas 5, Detroit 2. Click.
Click. That's right. That's all you need to know.
But you missed the first inning. Fulmer couldn't hit the plate if his life depended on it.
Should they shut him down? If he's got a tingly in his shoulder and it's dead, why push it? What are you going to do?
He looked like he was overthrowing big time last night. I mean, he looked cockeyed when he was falling off the mound. After he threw the ball, he was like falling to the left, and I'm in the first inning, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Why is he even out there?
Oh, wait a minute.
Because who else he got?
He's got the cockeyed.
Maybe he's got the same problem that JP's got.
That who has?
Justin has.
What problem would that be?
The crinkly dick.
There you go. We got to give that a something. We really do. Maybe like applause.
But does Justin go to the left or to the right? I don't, you know, evidently Michael goes to the left.
Yeah, but he goes both ways. I mean, did you see that thing? That thing looked like it got, like, was in Charlottesville the other day. It got crunched and cracked and whatever. Not to say anything that was fun about Charlottesville. It was really kind of fucking stupid, frankly, you know?
That's true.
Really, if you go, I mean, you can only look so badass with a tiki torch, you know? It's like, it's something that you guys had in Warren in your backyard in 67 and 68, and it smelt good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, tiki, where is this from? Is this from Frank's Gardens and Crafts, you know?
And then they had to have an emblem that resembled the Red Wing emblem.
Can you believe that? Yeah. I mean, who's more badass? I don't even have one for that. I could, but I don't feel like using that. I take that back. There. Yeah. We take that. You can't look. Neo-Nazis and all you other idiots, don't use the Red Wing thing. There's how many other NHL teams out there?
You should use the Maple Leafs logo.
No.
Yeah, but then nobody would fight them. They'd go, whatever. They'd take the 2 minutes for slashing and get back in the box. No. There'd be no fight.
Oh, man, stop picking on the Maple Leafs
already.
Who
would you actually have? I mean, what team would be, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because back in the day, you know, when my great-great-great-great-great-grandparents told me about the Sears catalog, they used to, for kids to make their bed, they'd actually put sports logos on the bed sheets themselves, so the kid would want to go to bed, whatever. And so you would have, like, all these NFL teams, because I think they had baseball and football, they never had hockey.
Right.
They certainly didn't have basketball, you know. So the big picture here is, you know, with those stupid cardboard shields they had, you know, it reminds me of the Spengoli shield that they had, that little stupid shield he's got, when they throw rubber chickens at him and things.
When the chickens are flying.
Yeah. I mean, that's about what it was. That's how it looked to me. It was like cardboard with like duct tape on it. It looked like it was like a very bad summer Parks and Rec project. You know, what are you going to make, Billy? I'm going to make one of those little gimp keychains. What are you going to make, Zig Heil? Oh, I'm going to make myself a shield. Okay. Got some duct tape and cardboard? Okay. I mean, you can... Honest to God, guys, look, if you're going to be this fearsome whatever you guys are supposed to be, cardboard with duct tape, shield, which won't stop, like, a wet fart, you know, and a tiki torch does not show a badass. You know, I wouldn't be scared of you guys. I'd be like, oh, how cute, they're going to a school play, you know? You guys look like jerks, and you acted like jerks. Even though it's whatever on both sides or whatever these ass said today, you know, doesn't really matter. Anyways, where are we going with this? Oh, yeah, that's right. So now if you could, like, if the NFL was smart, they would license cardboard shields to white supremacists.
And tiki torches.
And tiki torches, yeah. I mean, really, put your own little, well, God, would that be Las Vegas Raiders now? No. Because there is no Raiders anymore, is there, in theory?
Well, they still are till the year 2020.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, there you go.
They're staying put for a bit.
Yep. Yeah, so you could have that, or you could have an L.A. Ram logo on your tiki torch, you know? Or I mean, command respect.
Or the L.A. Chargers.
Or the Kiss, whatever team that was.
Or the L.A. Kiss.
Or the L.A. Kiss, there you go. You put that on your tiki torch, hell, I wouldn't fight you.
Or, yeah, L.A. Kiss, and you can have a little bird cage with a woman dancing in it.
Yeah, but it better be a white woman dancing in it.
Well, yeah, otherwise that would cause all sorts of problems then.
That's right. That better not be a woman dancing with Robert E. Lee. You
know? With a Confederate flag.
Really, yeah, really. See, they couldn't even put a Confederate flag on their stupid shield. They had to put a Red Wing logo. Yeah. Dudes, but they said, well, it's totally different. Look inside of the wheel. That mag wheel is different. Oh, okay. I couldn't tell. Yeah. You know, that obviously it was not a Red Wing. You know, but then it was supposed to be the Detroit Right Wing or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Honest to Lord. You know, look, guys.
Well, you know what? If you got the right wing, I'll give you the left wing, and you guys can just fly away. How's that?
There you go. Have fun. Why don't you guys put a tiger, you know, put an Old English D on it, you know? Show some badass. Show that I support a crap team, you know? Really show your intellect.
Yeah, and we'll even throw Brad Ass Holmes, and we'll even let you have him as a leader.
You know what? Right. I'm trying to figure out what would be the worst sport logo to put on your tiki torch to look like a badass. You know,
what's the logo for the Red Blacks?
No, the Red Blacks would be. I got to give that to them. What a team! what a brilliant thing! Thank God the guy wasn't taking a dump. You know, what are we going to name the team? The Browns. Oh wait, yeah. It's been done. You know,
they could use the Brown logo.
There you go, Brown logo.
It's
with
Brown.
Yeah. There you are.
B with a B.
Brown. Yeah. Well, there you go, with B with a big R, around, you know, in case he made one that looked like a circle. But he'd have to eat, like, a lot of grapes or something for that. I don't know, what would you do? What would be the worst logo to put on that white supremacist tiki torch?
Bubbles the Lion.
Ooh. Yeah, but there's your nepthys for over a half a century. I was thinking about the Coyotes. You know, there's some... Oh, Buffalo Bills. Put a Bills logo on it. There you go. You lovable losers. You know, you can't put
and
a...
Then and then you can drink whiskey out of a lady's butt crack. Remember?
Yeah,
there gators? You go.
Yeah, Buffalo.
Did I tell you we tried that a couple of weeks ago? Not
no,
bad.
You didn't tell me.
No, not bad. Except for she ate too many raisins and the... Kind of added air with the whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Kind of was like the beginning of the second season of Beverly Hillbillies when there was a bubbling up crude. Do I have to draw you what went on?
No.
Let's move on. We have high standards
here. There you go. Yeah, but we're looking for ratings here. We're this close to the screen. Could you imagine, though? How would you do that? It's like, hey, babe, I got some whiskey here. Do you mind if you stand right there? You got to take off your bottoms for just a moment, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, does it come to you faster? I mean, is it, where do you position your mouth? These are things we've got to get the intern on this one. Okay.
Hmm. Okay, well.
But the thing is, if you don't shut down Fulmer, then you didn't trade him, and you could have got something big for him, you know? Because he, you could have. Great pitcher, cheap, still a couple more years to go. Now,
when you say could, that's in theory. In practice, we got Al Avila doing the dealing.
That's what I said, could.
So,
not
who knows
should.
What you'd have got. I mean, I was looking today. I said, okay, what about the guys he traded? How are they doing? Well, you got JD over there in Arizona, right?
He's got
76 at-bats so far, right? 25 strikeouts. Ouch.
Yeah, but what's his average?
237.
Is he every day?
Yeah.
He's every day?
He's got seven home runs, but, I mean, that's out of 18 total hits. So he's either hitting it over the fence or he's striking out.
Paging Mr. Dunn.
And listen to this one. Justin Wilson, 4 1/3 innings so far. 7 hits, 4 walks. He's getting tattooed.
Out of how many innings?
4 1/3.
So what's his ERA now?
ERA is 4.15. WHIP is 2.54. Woo!
Boy, there's a lot of traffic on those bases.
He's the new Mike Pelfrey over there, huh?
Yes, he is.
Woo!
Yeah, but let's wait till after the year settles and see what they do next year. And it, because really, you're going to look back and it's like, well, look at the guys we traded to the Tigers. They never made it out of Double A.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And then the guys you got back, well, they didn't do much either. Alex Avila's hitting 150.
That's badass. I'll give him one of these.
So, yeah.
And now he's a starting catcher because, Contreras?
Contreras, yeah.
Yeah, he's on the DL.
So. You know, it means Avila gets to hit against left-handed pitching, too, now.
So his average is really going to go down.
112.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, what happened to his career? I mean, he was blazing not a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and he got bunked in the head so many damn times, I'm surprised he walked straight. You know? But then his career, for a guy who seemingly looks okay, is good in defense, quote-unquote, you know?
And he was hitting good here. I mean, but that was at the beginning of the year, and now he slowly but surely was going
and a big
closer
guy
to the
like
Mendoza
that.
Line.
Yeah, his July here was terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a big dude who still looks like he's in great shape.
Uh-huh.
You know, but is there no batting coach out there that can turn him around, or does he not just have the batting ability?
Well, a couple things. You know, one of the things is catching is a very difficult, it's a very demanding position.
Yep.
Physically. You know, you're always up, down, up, down, up, down, and you're getting whacked in the head constantly, especially with the pitchers we had.
We're
getting all these foul tips off the mask, and, you know, it took its toll. The other thing, too, though, with Avila is he can't hit left-handers. And they played him constantly. One of the things that Leland did, he kept him in there, just kept running him out there, running him out there, running him out there. I remember one year, I forget what it was, maybe 14, maybe 13, where the Tigers were eliminated. They were out of contention, and he played him every game in September.
Just to see what he
did. Every game. Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing to the guy? So that's a couple things there that happened.
Playing him in games that he didn't need to play.
It didn't matter. Yeah. Yeah. But he
seems like the Tigers get enough of those.
Yeah.
You know, especially now, because really, if you're not playing John Hicks at first base for the rest of the year, you're more of a than we thought.
Yeah.
Because really, I'm liking what I'm seeing of this John Hicks kid a lot, or kid, or however old he is, you know. So if you got him there, if you're going to put. Let's go backward. What happened? Because we were talking about this last night over the TV set. First, on Friday, we see this thing that says, you know, Kinsler's, you know, claimed off of waivers to a mystery team, and everybody says it's Milwaukee. All right, so if you're off waivers, and now all of a sudden you got some crazy little 24 or 48-hour thing to work out, and if it doesn't, the guy goes back to your team. If he's on waivers and he's claimed on waivers, how does he go back to the team? Why is he on waivers in the first place?
Well, if after August 1, in order to trade a guy, he has to clear waivers. So what you generally do is you take just about your whole team and you put them out on waivers. Now, they're revocable waivers, so you can pull them back if somebody claims them. Right. Okay? So what happened was with Kinsler, he got claimed, and they pulled him back. My question is, why?
Yeah.
What do you got planned for Ian Kinsler?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are looking to save money, you know, I mean, there's some money, even though, he's got a $5 million buyout, doesn't he, for next year?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to bring Dixon up here and make him your second baseman, well, because you have a fairly decent, you know, if you have Hicks at first, Dixon at second, Iglesias at shortstop, I don't know what the knock on the guy is. I mean, he's a human vacuum cleaner. He does extremely well.
Yeah.
Mystery person at third, you know.
The and kid then from the Cubs,
and then put
Candelario,
Mikey in center field. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. So now your mystery spots are left, right field, third base. You know, McCant in the back. You know, until you can find something else. So
bring Avila back. He's a free agent.
That's true too. Yeah. No, that's where J.D. Martinez is going to come back.
You know, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, because he'll get so much money in Detroit that we couldn't pay for him before. Uh-huh. Yeah. You know. Because with the $14 million thing, if they don't sign their pitcher, if Annabelle walks, you know.
Well, just remember, Cespedes was going to come back, wasn't he? Remember that?
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, until he started winning in New York. And until, it was
Well, two things. He liked winning in New York, and he liked the money, too.
Yeah, and the exposure.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that does kind of, for an athlete, kind of rings all bells. I mean, Price was supposed to come back.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Live and die here, man. Woo! Talk about a career move that would have been.
Yeah. Boy, but he cashed out, didn't he?
Woo-hoo!
And they're regretting that one.
Yeah, fast. And I mean, again, it was Double D. Why? What was the love for Price? You know, I mean, no matter where he went, Double D went, you know, or vice versa. Uh-huh. But what's the deal? I mean, big-ass contract and the whole nine yards. I mean, Boston's got to be sweating it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Boston's already looking at the trapdoor clause. You know, what have we got to get you out? Because, I mean, not only is he faltering, and he doesn't do anything in the postseason, ever, you know.
Now he's got a bum elbow.
Yeah, so now he's hurting, and he's a malcontent.
Yeah.
You know, does not like Boston. Okay, well, trade anybody?
Yeah.
You know, if you can get rid of Cespedes from Oakland, you know, who was allegedly the biggest malcontent there at, period. You know, you can trade anybody.
Yeah.
You just have to get the right two GMs, you know. But see what Texas is doing? Texas is doing all right.
Uh-huh.
I was surprised to see that, you know. But I think, who's that Amici kid? Is that his name of for Detroit? It's not pronounced Amici, but the kid that they want to put in right field? Amici. Yeah, what's the kid that they brought up and they put in the field? It's CCI at the end. Oh, nuts.
Aducci,
or okay. Whatever his name is. That was damn close. Yeah. You know?
Well, I mean, like you were saying about the lineup with Mikey and stuff.
Matuk!
If they bring the kid up, Candelario, play third base.
Mm-hmm.
If the plan works out, they're talking about moving Castellanos to the outfield.
But why? I mean, I almost put this to you, Kenny. The guy can't hit, he can't field. What's the love?
He's got pictures.
He's got something.
Well, yeah. Somebody thinks, number one, that they like him, and number two, they think that they can make a position move.
How about this? We'd look real stupid if we whiff on this guy. We got to try to salvage this one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, so that way if they move him to the outfield and for some reason his bat comes around and he makes the transition to the outfield, we look really good.
Uh-huh.
But? Yeah.
Except for the fact that he could end up hitting enough to have been a productive third baseman, minus the defense, but you put him in a corner outfield position, you better hit better than that.
Yeah, okay. if you're not going to hit 253 and being right field.
Yeah, you'd better hit better than you're doing. Right. And you know, he's 25. He's got a couple of years to go before he kind of peeks out, and maybe he will show some improvement. But really, what's his ceiling? What is his ceiling? I mean, what have we seen so far?
Not much. And that's why I don't understand the love. I mean, I don't get – he can't field.
Yeah, exactly. How's he going to do in the outfield?
See, I was going to say, statistically, he's the worst third baseman in both leagues.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, like 15, 16 errors, you know.
And well, if he looked that good in the outfield before, wouldn't you have kept him there?
Yeah. Didn't they try him before? I mean,
he played 13. They said they brought him up, and he played 13 games at the beginning of his career.
Field, yeah, yeah. And the reason was because he had Prince Fielder at first and Cabrera at third.
Right.
And then they got rid of Fielder, moved Cabrera to first, and put him back at third.
Right.
I almost want to bring it up to the both of you guys. What is the story of the Tigers who can't get rid of the dead wood? I mean, and the reason, and I forget about the big contracts and stuff, but you talk about Ghost making from outfield to now they want to make him a pitcher. That worked well. Third baseman into an outfielder. You know, you got a catcher going into a first baseman. I can see that it kind of works. But why not get rid of these guys? Are lousy at their position. Every year there's a brand new crop of tons of kids that are coming up.
But you know? We've seen it year after year. Yeah. We've seen the Brandon Inge fiasco. True. They couldn't third get rid base. Of the guy. Okay, we saw it with Carlos Guillen, where they're looking for somewhere to stick this guy.
Yeah, they were trying to
Ryan Rayburn, but second base.
Right.
Remember the Ryan Rayburn mistake at second base? Seriously?
Guillen was playing everywhere. First base, second base, shortstop, outfield.
Left field, yeah.
Yeah, he was all over the place, other than selling popcorn.
His knees were shot. He was terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
See, everybody thinks that taking a guy from third base and moving him to the outfielder, they think that everybody is a Chris Bryant.
Yeah.
And there's not very many Chris Bryants around. He can play the outfield. He can play third base.
I'll give you another name of a guy who has moved from the infield to the outfield. Hanley Ramirez. Remember that train wreck?
Yes.
Oh, my God. They says, okay, first base. And then after a year at first base, it's DH.
And he was horrible. Every place they put him.
Yeah.
And he started out as a shortstop.
Yes. Yeah.
But you want, I think what everybody does is they go back to that one time where they flip that scenario around.
Hey, remember Mickey Stanley?
Let's go and go right there, Mickey Stanley. From outfielder to shortstop. What the hell? I mean, shortstop has one of the biggest movements of all players. And center field, not so much. You run around a little bit. And run around a lot of it. You know?
And if you're Anthony Ghost, you run around and around and around and around until the ball drops.
You know, actually, so what did they do? They got rid of... Euler was...
Unplayable.
Euler was shortstop. I mean, he was a vacuum, but he hit 185.
Yep.
Wirt hit about 185.
He hit about 210, I think.
He was okay. Yeah. You know? But really, then, who could they put... So, I'm trying to... So, it'd be Northrop, Horton, and Kaline in the field.
Yep.
You know? Gee, where would Northrop normally hit? I mean, where would he normally play if in the regular Joe Sparma kind of configuration of the 68 Tigers? I mean, did Northrop be on the bench? Because I can't remember that far back since my grandparents told me about it. You know? Because really, where did he... Because he had a hit. You know, he was a great hitter.
Yeah.
You know? But to put that in, and did you see that? What the Cubs did, what was that, last night? They took out their third baseman, they put four outfielders in?
Huh.
Pretty nifty neat. So they're hoping that Vito from Cincinnati, they're going to try to beat him. And so they pull their third baseman, they put four outfielders in, they put a left fielder, a left center fielder, right fielder.
They played the old softball outfield.
Yeah.
Because they thought for sure that they could get this guy. So, with no third baseman, where do you think this guy hits?
He lined it down left field line.
Lined it right over first base.
Really?
Yeah, kind of double. Stand up double with it, you know.
Good old Joey Votto.
Oh, he's a hell of a hitter, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
How much money will that man make? But then again... How many years is he under contract? And then again, how fast do you want to get out of Cincinnati?
One of the few good young players.
And he said he wants to stay in Cincinnati.
He wants a rotten Cincinnati.
Yes.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's back Three Rivers Stadium.
He's never going to win a championship in Cincinnati.
No.
But you know what? It's one of those spring training kind of feel-good stories, you know, because if we can find one of him, we can find some more of him,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then, boy, we'll have a real young team, and boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, and then you know damn well the first trapdoor he's got, bye!
Yeah.
Hello, L.A., you know, because he could be, I mean, where is Trout now besides Hurt? I mean, what's at one time it was him, Cabrera, him, Trout, Cabrera, Trout, Cabrera. Yeah. Now, Trout's fell off.
He's been injured this year.
Yeah. Yep.
And when he's playing, he's marvelous, but he's been injured a couple times.
I give you Cabrera. You know, when he's not injured, when any player's not injured, you know. That's yep. cool, but I mean, really, now you're looking around because everybody thought that Trout would just take the mantle and go forward, uh-huh. and he'll be for the next couple of years, and then whoever takes that for after that. But now who?
Yeah, they were hyping up this week. The LA Angels and the Nationals were playing this week. They were hyping up the Trout
Harper
thing. And yeah. both of them were hurt.
Did you see Harper wipe out? Did you see that video?
Yeah. Slipping on that wet base.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Talk about there's no graceful fall from that. I mean, he was ass over apple carts, as they used to say. You know, and then who came to his defense? His agent. Well, they should have wiped off that first base. You know, it's dangerous. It's whatever. Because he's going, oh, my God, my commission. You know? But
well,
if
that was a... They were complaining because it was a three-hour rain delay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're a Washington fan, you're in good shape. You know?
Yeah.
All your teams are doing marginally well. You know, for the first time ever in Washington. I mean, the Senators, why don't you quit now and let everybody catch up to you, you know, and then play in the postseason because you do not have to play anymore right now. You know? I mean, the Capitals...
Should have lost to the Maple Leafs. Had to throw that in.
But, yeah, but get the boo.
They're doing okay. I mean, they're extremely competitive.
Yep.
The Redskins?
They got this wonderful pitcher from somewhere.
Yeah, really. yeah. But luckily, we picked their pocket. Yeah. We took that Zimmerman guy away. Yeah. Ha, boy.
What a steal.
We're going to have as good of pitcher, but cheaper. Yeah. You know? And then... Can't they be the Bullets again? I liked it so much better when they were the Washington Bullets, Wizards.
Instead of the Wizards.
Stupid.
Yeah,
you know?
But they made the playoffs and lost the seventh game to the Celtics.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a really good time to be in Washington, you know? And then I give you a little bit west of that, the place where they used to make cars, you know? Yike.
Yeah.
You don't want to be around here for the next 4 or 5 years. But, you know, the cool thing is it's so much more. You notice that a lot of other people's, like, lawns and their flowers and their houses all look nicer. I mean, no one's doing anything on Sunday anymore, so they're out there. Or no one's watching the game, so they're mowing their lawns, you know. I mean, really, thanks to the crappy Detroit teams, your subdivision looks better.
That's right. That's right. People have lots of time to...
That's right. Well, and, you know, we were just talking
about... Well, not only that, but Mark's doing a lot of their lawns, too.
That's true, too, thank God.
Yeah.
That looks good, too.
Looks beautiful. 3/8 of an inch cut all the way around.
Well. And that little Mr. I logo, if you want it.
God.
That's a little extra. You know, talking about Mr. Trout, the LA Angels are in the playoffs right now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they were
They haven't been
dead.
In the playoffs since... It's been a while.
Since Mike Socha was a little boy, right?
Yeah, but they were dead. Dead, 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 dead. You know, I mean, in May, they were dead.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way those guys were going to come back. And all of a sudden, here comes the fight. So it was kind of cool. This is the neat thing about sports. Talking about the neat thing about sports, did you see the ring celebration, although a little late, for the Cubs?
No.
What a brilliant, brilliant thing. Cubs... kind of does everything right, you know? And I don't know what it, besides, you know, now, because now that they got, you know, Epstein, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, and he's running the show, and he's actually doing something well. What they did was, you know, the Cubs haven't won in 100 years before this before last year, and they won the World Series. What they did was, instead of just saying, all right, line up everybody on the first base side, here's your ring, here's your ring, here's your ring, here's your ring, what they did was they fanned out, and they said, okay, you let us know if you're the world's biggest Cub fan and why, you know? And so they had some of these old guys, you know, who are like 90 years old. They showed people's homes that were like all Cubbed out, you know, that this one guy named their kids after Cubs, Sammy, you know, Ryan. I mean,
it's, Ernie.
Yeah, really. So, I mean, they wrestled it down to as many people as they had rings, and then they said, okay, you know, big Cub fan, you can present the ring to a Cub.
Wow.
You know, right there. Talk about win, 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 win. Whoever's your PR people in Chicago, congratulations. What a coup.
Wow.
You know?
You know what else he did that was really classy? They gave a World Series ring to Steve Bartman.
Really? Finally?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
The guy that hit you touch that ball.
As much grief as that guy has taken. For those who don't know who Steve Bartman is, a few years ago, the Cubs were in the playoffs, and a foul ball gets hit. And instead of making an out, Bartman reaches out of the stands and touches the ball. And
yeah, Moises Alou was going to catch it.
Yeah, and
as yeah, it result, was there too. It was in his mitt.
The batter continued to hit, and then everything went to hell, and the Cubs were out of the playoffs. And the fans were so merciless toward Mr. Bartman.
Oh my God!
Made his life hell. Okay, that's why a lot of people don't like the Cubs, because their fans are such idiots.
Yeah.
Well, it's Chicago. I mean, what can you say? Mm. So the Cubs said, well, okay, we're going to make amends to Mr. Bartman. We're going to give him a World Series ring, and everything's like
bygones, bygones.
Yep.
Class organization. I mean, really, you see how that baseball is, and as much as we always have to have baseball lore cannot be in 2017. It's got to be back in the 40s, you know, when baseball was America's pastime, blah, blah, blah. But you see this stadium, which looks like it's about ready to creak over. I mean, I think it was built the same time as the original Tiger Stadium, wasn't it?
About the Grace same time,
field?
Yeah.
1908 or 12 or
it's in the middle of a subdivision.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Middle of a subdivision. Everybody's cool. You don't see any kind of Raider Nation kind of stuff going on. I mean, I think they were the last ones to get lights, weren't they?
Yes, and they have ivy in the outfield.
Which is kind of a cool look.
Yeah.
And then you see all these homes. Not buildings, not skyscrapers, not LAX. You see all these homes.
You got apartment building.
Yeah.
On the left field, behind left field.
Can you imagine how much that rent is?
Ask Sammy Sosa how many balls he's hit off the off the apartment building across the street. Ask Waverly Avenue.
Ask Kate Upton how many balls he'd buy. Here we
go.
The Red Wings are right around the corner. The real Red Wings.
Yep. But, yeah, Sammy Sosa's hit a few off of that building.
Oh, yeah. Hooray that Bruce Rondon is Bruce gone.
Rondon again.
Is how many, because, you know, we were talking about this, too, of how many ups and downs, how many more passes does Buck Farmer have? He's got to be out.
Yeah.
There's no way that guy's got one more pass to come up here. You know,
he can't pass, go and collect $200 anymore.
Can't do it.
Comes up here, he always pitches well first game, blows the last three games, and then away he goes. You know, so if you have, you know, who is the closer for the Tigers now? Van Hagen?
No, Sean Green.
You wouldn't know because they don't have much to close anymore.
Yeah, really. Yeah, because really it's normally by third inning it's 3-5, and you go, okay, that's kind of cool. Then it becomes 9-3.
Especially if you've got Aníbal Sánchez pitching. Mr. Home Run.
Yeah, but he's fun to
screw. Homeless Miles to just flip a coin.
Yeah.
Okay, you can close tonight.
Yeah, there is. I would love to see. Let's see. When do they play back home? They're playing home now, aren't they?
No.
No,
they're still in Texas. That's right.
They play LA over the weekend.
I would love to see the attendance.
The Dodgers. Let me make that clear.
That'll be even bigger. Okay, so that Dodgers. Doesn't count.
Yeah, they play the Dodgers over the weekend. So if they don't get a crowd for the Dodgers, they're not getting a crowd for nothing.
There's going to be a lot of people at the D.C. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on this weekend.
Yeah. You want to see? Want to see what attendance is? Bring Seattle in.
Yeah. Right. You're right, because really, there is, whew, by the time you get into middle September and everybody's back in school and stuff like that, ooh, show me a night game.
Yeah.
You know?
14,000.
Announced.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know what else you're going to do, because really, how far can this, could this team conceivably go 16 games out? Because they're, what, at 12 right now?
Well, let me see. We got the standings right here.
Here we go.
12 out.
Okay. So they're 12 out, and Cleveland's starting to move.
Yep.
Finally.
Oh, they can go even farther than that.
Oh, yeah.
They can get farther than 16 out.
Sure. They can have 20 out. Easily.
Yeah.
But who are they playing at? I mean, L.A. is just...
It doesn't make
just,
a difference who they play.
Yeah, but L.A. is going to feast on them.
Yeah.
You know?
L.A.'s feasting on everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, man, that's red meat.
I mean, look at the record, 83-34. They're just,
God. Oh. It's not as good as 35-5, though, damn it. You know? As much as we have that, I mean, that's insane for a corporation, I was going to say, for a team where MLB told them, do not spend any more money. We're going to tell you how to run things.
Yeah.
Ching! And doing it on the cheap.
They don't need to do anything.
Nope.
They don't need to do a thing. And that's even with Kershaw not even playing.
Right, but they've got so many other good pitchers. I mean, Alex Wood has turned into an ace.
Wood is...
What happened to Kerry Wood?
I don't know. He's probably selling cars or something. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, really, talk about a flash in the pan.
Yeah, he went from a starting pitcher to a relief pitcher to no pitcher.
Yeah. Well, they had the two guys they had prior, too. Wood and Pryor, they were the two big names in Chicago. And, you know, it's like, ouch, my arm, ouch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I mean, really, you could put him right next to Rocker, you know, for here we go, you know. And then, whoosh, you could almost put him next to the fire breather that Detroit had for the 2 years before you get a box down and hurt your arm.
Yeah, uh-huh, right.
Okay, we're putting those in air quotes right now, folks. You know, that's gotta play with your head, because he still has all the tattoos on his arm with a big flame and all that stuff. But to not, you know, that's your career, 2.5 years. Thanks a lot for trying.
Yeah.
You know, and as many times they try to do comebacks and stuff like that. I mean, are we past that point now where there's so many relievers that are coming up that they're going, we've seen the fireballers and they just don't work out.
Yeah.
You know. Throwing consistent 100s. I mean, I take you to the New York Yankees right now.
Yeah.
How's that running?
Yeah.
Domaldis? Yeah.
He's been brutal.
Yeah. Big time, yike. And he was the guy that you were going to, like, try to... I mean, because Boston is now over the top of them, aren't they?
Yeah.
By a couple?
Four and a half, I think.
Three? Four?
4.5.
All right. So the Yankees, not, like, what, 4 weeks ago? It was a dogfight. Half game up.
Yeah.
You know? And now... No.
You have Mr. Judge doing his rendition of Adam Dunn.
Huh, yeah.
All or nothing kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they just dig him there. I mean, but then again, do you have enough in your, you know, 1-8 where you can subsidize, you know, a guy that's either big poke or... inning killer?
They have a couple guys on the DL. Starling Castro's on the DL. Yeah. There's a starting second baseman. Chase Headley can't hit a beach ball now.
Nope.
So, I mean, they have a couple guys that need, you know, they have a Nicholas Castellanos at third base that can't hit the ball.
Yes.
So they have some issues over in New York now that... And now they have Judge that can't, he either hits it 500 feet or hits it, or doesn't hit it.
Is he the New York Red Pop?
Well,
people figured him out.
The pitchers are figuring him out now. They're throwing that curveball down and in on him, and he's swinging above it now.
Wow! And while everybody around the All-Star team, or around the All-Star game, thought, "Woo, look what we got here!"
Yeah.
Quick flame. What do you guys think?
No. I think he'll adjust.
No, he'll. He'll be fine. It's just that they've caught him for this year. He'll have to reevaluate himself for next year. But I watched two of the games over the weekend, and they were putting the curveball down low, and then he was sort of watching that, and they'd pop the fastball up high, and he'd be swinging under it. So
yeah, but look at how many of those type hitters, the red pop type hitters, did that same thing. You know, they came up crazy, and then they figured them out, and they go, well, okay, well, next year everybody's on the same page. And the hitter never, ever adjusts.
Well, I don't think he'll get back to what he'd been doing.
Yeah, he's not going to be hitting 40 home runs.
No.
Right, but that's what New York was banking on. They thought, okay, yeah. Mickey Mantle the two. You know, here he comes. But, boy, if he readjusts, I mean, he's going to be, what, a 270 hitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I give you Adam Dunn. I wonder what Adam Dunn's highest batting average was.
Earlier in his career, he was a good hitter. He was about 260, 270. Right. It was later on when the batting average went through the floor.
Right. And see, another thing is, too, is he doesn't have a whole lot of protection in that lineup either.
Yeah. Didi Gregorius.
Right. And then he's got Sanchez is not hitting the way he was hitting last year at the end of the year.
Right. Because he got figured out.
He got figured out. So now they can be particular about how they pitch him now. You know, because there's nobody, you know, I mean, they can be to the point now that they can be particular and try to throw stuff low and in, high and away and whatever, because there's nobody on base.
Yeah.
They can nitpick them.
Do the Yankees get rid of their manager?
No.
There's one team that should have gotten rid of the manager 3 years ago, and they haven't done it yet.
Well, they can get rid of Girardi, they can have Osmus.
Yeah.
Well, there's a trade.
Yeah.
Let's give him a...
We'll send him assholeness and future considerations.
I'd send him assholeness and...
Not cash, though.
No. We'll send
Norm
him...
Norm stays here.
No, we'll send him one of those guys that Arizona says for J.D. Martinez.
We'll try to figure out a three-team trade. Like, they love those things.
Yeah, and we'll send him a bag of used baseballs or something.
If you would take assholeness off our hands, you pick anybody on our team.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Right.
You can have Cabrera with this contract.
Anybody.
Yeah. As long as you pay him, you can tag him.
There is... Who would you protect on the Tigers? Nobody.
No.
There is zero protecciones.
Well...
You know?
You would have protected Fulmer, but now with his arm issue, I wouldn't even protect him.
Who was it? It was you that said that, Kenny, that he had recitis?
Yeah.
That doesn't actually come back. You know?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. See, we were talking before.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then all of a sudden, after a week or two, he's back pitching, and it's like, wait a second.
Yeah,
this
way
doesn't
too
sound
early.
Right.
And it didn't look right either, did it?
It didn't look right.
And, I mean, how long has he been on the shelf now?
He was on the DL.
For 10 days, right?
For 10 days. Yeah. He came back off, and all of a sudden, he's right back pitching. And it's like, he didn't take a minor league stint or nothing. He just came right back and pitched.
Yeah. And everybody was, like, holding their breath going, ooh, ooh.
And he looked like it last night. He looked horrible last night.
But you know what? They brush it off and they go, well, at least their team didn't quit, cliche number one. Two, it was rusty, so, you know, how many innings did he really pitch?
It doesn't
Too
make
many.
A difference, though. He doesn't take that rehab stint. He could hurt it even more last night.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we don't know if he did or if he didn't.
That's what I'm saying, because the way he was falling off the mound, he looked horrible last night.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't a cold night,
but
a
you
rainy
know,
night.
But you know what? The team will tell us the truth, won't they?
Sure
oh,
will.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be another Scotty Bowman. Upper body injury. Lower body injury.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all he had.
It'd be more like Monty Python. Oh,
feeling better.
Parrot is not dead. He's resting.
He's nailed to the board. He's not nailed there. He's asleep. What? Yeah. Well, no. You'd almost go back to go back to the White House.
Oh,
I mean, Jesus God. Tweet something. He's not hurt. It's all CNN's fault.
Fake news.
Yeah, fake news. He's really feeling good. So, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe somebody has it out for the Tigers, and they're just not counting it right, you know? I mean, yeah, it says that they're 35 and 100 right now, but says who? I say that's a leftist kind of guy.
Did you check Osmus's birth certificate?
please. No, they want to keep him. You know? Awful news with awful people. So there you go. Anything in NASCAR? Did you guys see the race this year? I mean, this week? In MIS?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people did, but not too many. No. You wonder, what is in this whole stupid thing that's going on in the world today, in the United States today? You got nothing but white drivers not taking too many drugs, driving cars, you know, from the South, mostly. So, why are they dropping? They can't see that. Why is NASCAR taking it on such a hit? I mean, are people... Is it the millennial curse? It's too slow at 200 miles per hour, you know? It's too slow. There's too many laps. I mean, you notice the Coca-Cola 600 doesn't exist anymore. You know, there is no 600-lap race anymore. As far as I remember.
For some reason, I just never got into something that you just make a bunch of freaking left turns.
Yeah, same here. Same here. I've never...
Well, as being an automotive guy, there is some kind of coolness to it.
Well,
you know?
Yeah.
But you know what it is? If you could outlaw a crash, nobody would watch.
No.
Because now it's follow the leader and the way that they've... I mean, you take a look at some NASCAR films from the 70s and 80s. Oh, my God, from the 60s. Whoa! Drum brakes up front. I mean, they literally took cars, taped up the windshield, and said, let's race! Humana. You know? I mean, you take a look at... I mean, they're on bias ply tires. You know, not radials, not nothing. I mean, yeah. Oh, my God. So, I mean, these guys are daredevils. I mean, really are. I mean, you see something like Fireball Roberts going off the edge and down. You know, how? And especially in cars like that. I mean, they had real production glass. It shattered and it was bad news. You know, there's no airbags. There's nothing for your neck. There was nothing. I mean, these guys wore like tennis shoes for a 500-lap race. What? You know? I mean, roll cage, yeah, but that was it. That was high tech. You know, in case it rolled over, it didn't, like, crush your head. It just screwed up your neck to a point where you wouldn't live. But it was kind of funny, but they were showing that, like, the very beginning ones, they ran it in Daytona on the beach, on the sand. Really? That was Daytona. Huh. And that's how they raced. You know, and that's how Mr. Petty, before Richard Petty... That's how the Petty family started winning. On the fucking sand. Huh? What happened? I mean, really, but I guess you'd be swimming out and then meow, 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 swim back in. Meow, meow, meow. Cars going round and round and stuff. What a drag. All I want to do is go out and surf or something, but I got to wait for all these cars to go by. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. You would think that something that would have open carburetors and stuff, sand would like get in there somehow. But hey,
think so.
It's a man thing. If there could be two of them, we'll race it. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, marbles, tiddlywinks, peeing. You know, if there's some other guy that has the same thing, we're racing it. You know, we're going to somehow compete with it. I mean, think about it. There is sport after sport after sport, which is the dumbest damn sport. I mean, air rifle or air pistol is an Olympic sport. Air pistol. I mean, you get your little whammo thing. You know, and you used to, like, blow some little things around.
First you have to ski, though.
No, that's actually a true Olympic, the biathlon.
Or biathlon.
Yeah. Hell yeah, because, I mean, there's many, many times where I ski with my rifle on me, you know, as I go downhill in Pine Knob, you know. You never know where I may have to stop and suddenly shoot something and then take off. What kind of stupid shit is this? Who said, you know what, that's a sport. That's a winner. We got to have more people like that.
Yeah.
And then there's people around the world that are going, oh, we got to compete in that crap.
Yeah. You would just think the owner at Pine Knob would be like, what the hell is that asshole doing with a gun?
Michigan is a open carry. So you can carry that rifle around. I mean, it's just like ski, 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 stop, pivot, shoot something. Ski, 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 stop, shoot, pivot, something. I mean, I think it would be more badass if you were going downhill and having to shoot something with a bolt action.
Without stopping.
There you go. But you have to, like, shush. I mean, but they'd have, like, little kids in the way, so you couldn't, like, knock them over. You know, so you'd have to do, like, little pylon kind of deal.
Yeah.
You know, and the good thing is there's two mystery shooters that are up in one of those, like, lifts. So they could shoot at you at any time. But you don't know who it is.
Ooh, the mystery shooters.
That's right. So that's why you have to keep, like, really traversing.
Zigzagging,
huh? Yeah, going down the hill because you don't want the guy up there to shoot you. See? So you just can't, like, lollygag going down, plant your feet, and get a good shot off, you know, because these assholes are going to be popping you from the top. I got a new sport.
That's what they need to add to the Olympics. They need to add the mystery shooters.
That's right.
That's true. Mystery shooters are going to be great. Snipers. So buy Sniperlathion.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, did you see what Rio looks like now? Yikes. They were showing pictures of, you know, because it's banded and all that stuff, that there's not a whole lot of things going on. So here's a country that doesn't have, like, all cuckoo money, you know, and they built all these things and they're just rotting, you know, like the aquarium or the where they had all the aqua things.
The Olympic pool? Like, yeah. Just imagine what their pool looks like.
Ooh, nasty. But the whole thing was kind of nasty. Bad timing on Brazil's part. Yeah. You know, so now it kind of goes, shouldn't we have the Olympics at one place, period, as opposed to trying to do it? Because every place that it goes to, there's always some kind of chaos and all kind of crazy crap.
Yeah.
And L.A. is supposed to get it in 2024, I think.
Well, see, the thing about it is the country that hosts it goes through all this shit to build whatever it needs to host it, but then nobody thinks about what are we going to do with this stuff after
well, because they'll say, well, because now we have this world class structure, then everybody will come to here and we can have the Pan American Games and blah 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 games.
That's how they sell it to the voters.
Yeah, because we need $1.6 billion of your tax dollars.
Right. What they don't tell you about is the envelopes that get passed underneath.
Yeah, no, oh God, the IOC is so
corrupt. Allegedly.
It's like FIFA. Good Lord. But what isn't corrupt is what didn't we talk about in 1 minute? Ken Puckett, the super CPA.
Well, what we didn't talk about, we haven't really talked about this
nothing,
year,
yeah.
is the race to the bottom in Major League Baseball. Remember last year we talked a couple times about the race to the bottom, but it looked this year like Philadelphia was going to run away with it. Okay? It wasn't even close. Well, guess what? San Francisco has now tied Philadelphia for most losses at 73. And, you know, frankly, going through the list...
In the majors?
Yes.
Wow.
And there are a number of other teams that are absolutely dreadful, too. One thing that stood out to me was San Diego's run differential is a -152. Oh, that's a fun team to watch, isn't it, guys? But I'll tell you, there are just a number of really bad teams. So, Tiger fans, take heart. You're not quite as bad as these other teams yet.
Well, there you go.
Getting close.
Getting there.
All right.
Working on it.
Popping on his scrubs and putting everything in together, the Dr. Mark Melichuk, what didn't we talk about in 1 minute? I got my boo button ready.
No Maple Leaf stuff. we're gonna talk about the Lions 24-10 victory over the weekend. So everybody, all you Lions
suck.
Fans, you go to Ford Field and line up and get your freaking playoff tickets, because I know all you guys are thinking about getting those tickets now after they won a freaking game.
Alleged game,
yeah. But think about all the injuries. Kerry Hyder and Brandon Copeland, I think, are probably done for the year.
Loser.
But in case Mr. Stafford gets hurt, you got Jake Rudick. He threw two touchdown passes to Mr. Galladay. So,
loser.
You might have a backup quarterback that might be able to get him a win or two. So.
Well, I was trying to figure out how much money they're going to make, but how much money we're going to make is we will see you in 1 week. But come see us at the 2017 Woodward Dream Cruise. We will be 1/4 mile north of 12 Mile Road. Drop by, say hi, hot dogs, and free balloons for the kiddies.
Yep, so all you people in Europe and Russia and everybody, just come on over and see us.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be signing autographs. $20 anything flat, $35 for jerseys.
And we'll be signing them in your native language.
For this time, for everybody here, for the Super CPA, Ken Puckett, and the Sport Doctor, Mark Milicek, John Sarver says, we will see you next week. Goodbye, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.